This is John Oman, reading a review of his onion rings.
The onion rings at Liam's at Nasty Beach are not really onions or rings or food. They are sacraments.
That review was from a list in Yankee Magazine called 10 Reasons to Visit New England. Not Orleans, not Cape Cod, all of New England. That means Liam's Clam Shack beats out Acadia National Park. It beats out the Van Gogh, hanging in the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. According to Yankee Magazine's list, you should go to Liam's Clam Shack before you go to Fenway Park. But of course, Liam's was never just about the onion rings. It's about the experience.
When you walk down and see the vastness of the place, beautiful waves and cascading sand dunes, it's something that people remember for the rest of their lives. On a typical July day, we'll have two lines of more than 100 people each, with no shirt on, getting a tan, waiting for food, chatting with somebody you've never met before, one of your dear friends. I've had people get married in line. He came up and said, "I want the smallest onion ring that you can make me." I said, "That's a little unusual. Why would you want to do that?" He says, "Well, I want to propose to my boyfriend, and I want the wedding ring to be one of your onion rings."
Did you make it for him?
We did.
This is how it went for John. Every morning for 28 summers, he woke up at 6 a.m. He checked in on Liam's, which is named after his first son. As time passed, Liam's and Nasa Beach seemed to enter a pact together, to become inseparable in people's minds. This past February, John was getting ready for the season ahead.
I contracted for lobster meat and contracted for clams. And I did all the things you always do in February and March. And then March 4th, everything changed.
A series of storms was hammering Nasa, cutting huge swaths of the beach away.
7 days in a row, just pounding the beach. I was in the building when a wave hit. The waves would crest right in front of Liam's and just come slamming down. Boom. 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 It hurt your ears. You sit there and you watch 28 years of your life in building a business essentially hanging off a sand cliff. And you knew that at that moment, there was no going back.
8 days later, after an inspection found significant damage to the building, the Orleans Board of Selectmen voted to terminate John's lease. 8 days after the vote, Liam's was demolished. And John knew this moment would come one day. He had seen the beach erode year after year, but no one expected it would happen so soon. As excavators tore pieces from Liam's and dropped them into a dumpster, John was not there to watch.
Would you sit there and watch your house burn down? I mean, you don't want to see your life change so dramatically and have no control over it. My personality is tied to that beach. And I wake up in a sweat sometimes, you know, thinking, oh, God, what am I going to do next? You know? And the legacy is Liam, too. He's 28. You know, I thought this might be his someday.
And you said you don't go down there, right? You haven't been down?
I have not been back to Nauset Beach. I just don't know if my heart is ready to see a big hole in the ground where my life used to be.
If you were to visit Nauset Beach, you'd understand why John won't go. There's nothing there. There's no hole in the ground. There's no caved-in roof or broken boards. No evidence that Liam's was ever there at all. Just sand. This summer, thousands of people will visit Nauset Beach. They'll expect sun, sand, onion rings, and John will be keeping busy. But as a delegate for his hometown of Dennis and helping out with his family's other restaurant. And when tourists arrive to find a Nauset Beach without Liam's, John just wishes he could be there to break the news himself.
Probably 90% of the people that love Liam's don't even know it's gone yet. Because they only come once a year. And when they go there and Liam's isn't there, it's going to be a pretty dramatic effect. And I will not have a chance to make peace with them and say, it's not me, you know. I would have loved to serve you this year. I won't be there because there's no place to be.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Ethan Brooks.